This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the five best ideas in television, which needs ideas, with new competition now from TV on the Internet.
And speaking of the Internet, let's talk about email scams. You know, those annoying emails where a rich person offers you a chance to get in on a great deal, but they need just a wee bit of your money to get started.
Well, this next story is about when those Internet con artists get conned themselves. Here's Shani Jardin.
About 2 weeks ago, a strange video popped up on YouTube. A Nigerian guy is standing at the counter in a shop, and a customer comes in with a birdcage.
I wish to register a complaint.
You hear him say, despite the bad audio, that he wishes to register a complaint. It appears the parrot he just bought at this shop is dead, but the store owner disagrees.
No, no, no. He is not dead. I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I am looking at one right now.
The customer keeps insisting it is in fact dead, and we're left wondering, what the heck is this? And then it dawns on you, you've seen this played out before, but with different actors.
It's stone dead.
No, it's rested.
Hello, Polly. I got a nice cuttlefish for you when you wake up, Polly Parrot.
It's a Monty Python sketch, but instead of John Cleese and Michael Palin, it's these two random Nigerian guys.
Hello, Mr. Polly Parrot. I've got a lovely cuttlefish for you.
Why are these guys doing this? Well, they've been scam-baited, a kind of online sport in which people try to humiliate and waste the time of internet scammers. This particular plot was hatched by Englishman Mike Berry. About 6 months ago, Mike got a scam email from a man in Nigeria who claimed he was rich and dying of cancer.
He'd lived a nasty life. He'd been mean to people all through his life, and he sort of wanted to redeem himself before he passed away. So he decided he was going to distribute all his millions to charity.
But in order to release the funds, the man from Lagos needed Mike's help and, of course, Mike's cash. He asked Mike to cover, quote, lawyer's fees, transaction fees, all of which would add up to thousands of dollars. But he promised that this would be minuscule compared to the fortune Mike would share.
And I just switched it around to say I own an art company and we're busy trying to get, you know, new artists to submit work for scholarship payments. And he replied immediately to say, you know, well, I'm an artist. I can supply work to you.
No, Mike Berry is no art dealer. He's a computer engineer. And this Nigerian man who emailed him isn't dying or an artist. They're both lying to each other. Eventually, Mike convinces the scammer to recreate the Monty Python parrot sketch, promising to enter it in a phony film contest with a cash prize. Mike has the video now, and it's been all over YouTube, but the scammer still doesn't realize he's been conned.
He's still expecting his payment, but unfortunately, he thinks that the guy who he's been dealing with has been arrested by the Spanish police for distributing obscene material at the moment. So he's trying to get some criminal compensation out of me at the moment.
Mike Berry has been scambaiting for 5 years. In that time, he's posed as a priest, a pirate, a scientific researcher, even an adult video impresario. He's published the long and often hysterical email chains between him and the scammers he taunts on his website. But Mike insists this is all more than just a good joke for him.
As the site got more and more famous and more well-known, I was getting a lot of real victims who used to email me and sort of share their stories with me. You know, you hear some horrible stories.
It's a growing problem, and it's becoming a very serious problem. It's one that we're quite concerned about.
That's Wanda Nesbitt at the U.S. State Department. She says they get complaints from thousands of people who've lost money in these online scams every year.
We had a case just today of a gentleman who called us, a 76-year-old gentleman from Florida. He has a disabled daughter, and he's been looking for a variety of means to augment his income. He fell victim to one of these schemes, put out several thousand dollars, and of course nothing ever showed up.
Wanda Nesbitt stopped short of praising scambaiters like Mike Berry, and Mike doesn't recommend trying this yourself because even experienced scambaiters are in danger when angry internet con men realize they've been had.
A lot of these guys are pretty nasty pieces of work. They're a desperate bunch of people, definitely not to be messed with.
But rest assured, there are other people like Mike out there, a whole online subculture of scambaiters. For NPR News, I'm Shani Jardin.
You can see the dead parrot video and find out more about the world of scam baiting. Go to Shenny's page at our website. That's npr.org/Shenny, and Shenny is spelled X-E-N-I. You can get her podcast there, too. And there's more coming on Day to Day from NPR News.